Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a moment to pause and slow down. A moment to center your attention on Jesus, to refix your eyes on Jesus, to allow God's Spirit inside of you to highlight Jesus. Take in a long, slow, deep breath, and then slowly exhale. As you breathe in, just imagine receiving more of God's goodness, more of his life, more of his energizing presence. And as you breathe out, just settle in more deeply, relaxing into the goodness of God. Spirit of God, we invite you to do what Jesus said that you would do, to speak, to fill, to lead, to convict, and to transform. Guided by God's Spirit, the writer of Hebrews says this: "And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end." This is what we desire for you. This is what God desires for you, that you would demonstrate the same earnestness so that you would have the full assurance of hope until the end. That you may not be sluggish, but instead imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. God, thank you that that is what you desire for us, that we would have full assurance of hope until the end. Help us to not be sluggish or lazy, but instead help us to imitate the great women and men of the faith who have gone before us. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since God had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely I will bless you and multiply you. And thus, Abraham, having patiently waited, attained the promise. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. God, help us to imitate the faith of Abraham, who through faith and patience ultimately trusted in you. For people swear by something greater than themselves. In all their disputes, an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath. God, thank you that you would go above and beyond what was necessary for us, for our weakness, for our difficulty trusting. Thank you. God guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. God, in whatever difficulty or wrestle, whatever doubt or weakness we're in the middle of, would you help us to run to you for refuge? Would you help us to cling to you for refuge? Would you help us to hold on tightly to you, trusting with patience that you will deliver, that you will help, that you will heal, that you will transform, that you will save? We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. God, thank you that you have given us a steadfast anchor for our souls. Thank you that you have placed that anchor with Jesus eternally in your presence, advocating on our behalf. Help us to hold fast to that anchor, believing it's with Jesus, trusting that he is advocating for us right now. And we desire, each one of you, to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. What is God stirring in your heart and mind right now? As you meditate on those truths, as you allow the Spirit to awaken perspectives, questions, aspects of the reality you're living in. Thank you.